TV the last couple of days.
Yeah, I've heard a few people talking about it, and they said it was on SportsCenter or something, but no, it's all right.
Well, we asked him about, he said he has no regrets, no, that's just who he is, and if they don't like that, that's just, they knew that when they hired him. I mean, just talk about his passion and his energy.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I like seeing it. You know, obviously we don't like being down 20 or 30, but it's great to see fire out of him, and we all know he's a competitive and passionate guy, and sometimes that comes out.
Had you ever seen a chair? Had he ever done a chair in practice or anything like that, or is that a first?
I've never seen something like that. You know, that's a pretty heavy chair, too. It's kind of impressive. But to see him throw it down with that force, but try to avoid those situations again.
Sure.
What's going through your mind, though, when you see him starting to go down and grab it?
It happened pretty quick. I didn't really think he's going to pick it up and throw it. It just kind of happened, and that's just who he is. He's a competitive guy, and it came out.
Was the first couple of times you saw kind of one of Fran's eruptions, were you wide-eyed, and now it's kind of okay, this is part of the ball game?
Yeah, pretty much. We're used to it. We get some kind of rant about every day in practice, or in the film. You're used to it, and you just listen to what he's saying, not how he's saying it, and he cares about you, and he wants the best for you, and he's just trying to teach you.
Does it help give you tough skin? I mean, maybe first time you might be nervous to the criticism, but then after you hear it over and over again, it's eh.
It could. I was kind of used to it coming in. I had a high school coach that was pretty loud and tough on us at times, so it doesn't blow me away too much. Maybe some new guys aren't used to it, but everybody gets used to it and they expect it, as I said, you try to avoid it. Mm-hmm. Don't play that bad, right? It does have to come out.
Matt, third straight ranked team coming in here. How do you guys handle a fourth ranked team out of the last five games?
It's just life in the Big Ten. You're going to have constant games like that. No nights off. You're going to get a ranked opponent about every week. And it's a great opportunity to make some noise and beat another ranked team on our home court.
You're going to draw Hardaway, I assume?
We haven't talked about the scout yet, but I probably could. He's 2-3 guard. I'll probably switch off myself, Eric Marble, he's a tough one, so he'll be we'll study him and be ready for him.
He had a real impressive game here last year. I think he was 31 points, something like that, and just really got in a groove. I mean, is that kind of what you're looking at, is kind of the shutdown guy on the defense to really stop something like that?
If they want me to be. I don't know if they'll have myself on him or Douglas or Burke, but if that's who I draw, and I'm always going to go out there and try to shut him out and keep him quiet for most of the night. And he's a tough one since he kind of does have a pretty bright green light at times, it seems like, and you just gotta stay with him everywhere, don't let him get many open looks, but it's a team effort at the same time.
It was assumed they weren't going to be as good without.
Yeah.
Trey Burke has really stepped up. Have you had a chance to see him much?
Yeah, I've watched a few of their games. I've been real impressed by him. Seems like a smart, heady guy, quick, can shoot it. Seems to hit some open threes and get to the hole. So I think he fits that team well and done a good job filling in from where Morris left off. And they're a dangerous team, and we got to be ready for them.
Talk about the physical play the other night. How much has that been kind of drilled to you both in the locker room afterwards and then the last couple of days that don't allow it to don't get bullied or whatever?
Yeah, a lot. I think that had a lot to do with it. I think that's kind of what they're known for, Izzo. They're known for having football pads in practice and going all out, and we didn't respond well to it. You think you would, because you've faced teams like that. It seems like in the Big Ten, a lot of teams are like that, and this we didn't respond well. It seemed like we didn't get any open looks at layups, and they were. We were getting knocked on the ground, and they weren't. So it's something we need to figure out and respond better.
How much more difficult was it to watch the film of that game after obviously having endured it and just knowing, okay, this is one of those games you kind of want to just set aside?
Yeah, you'd rather not, but you need to. You got to learn from it. You got to watch it, because that's the only way you're going to learn from it. You don't catch everything while it's going on. You need to watch it and learn from it and see things on yourself and everybody else as a team. And we had a good film session this morning on it, and we need to get back to practice and get to work on some things.